Penguin Audio presents The Fiery Heart by Rochelle Mead, read by Emily Schaefer and Alden Ford.
Chapter 1. Adrian. I won't lie. Walking into a room and seeing your girlfriend reading a baby name book can kind of make your heart stop. I'm no expert, I began, choosing my words carefully. Well, actually, I am, and I'm pretty sure there are certain things we have to do before you need to be reading that. Sydney Sage, the aforementioned girlfriend and light of my life, didn't even look up, though a hint of a smile played at her lips. It's for the initiation, she said matter-of-factly, as though she were talking about getting her nails done or picking up groceries instead of joining a coven of witches. I have to have a magical name they use during their gatherings. Right, magical name, initiation. Just another day in the life, huh? Not that I was one to talk, seeing as I was a vampire with the fantastic yet complicated abilities to heal and compel people. This time I got a full smile, and she lifted her gaze. Afternoon sunlight filtering through my bedroom window caught her eyes and brought out the amber glints within them. They widened in surprise when she noticed the three stacked boxes I was carrying. What are those? A revolution in music, I declared, reverently setting them on the floor. I opened the top one and unveiled a record player. I saw a sign that some guy was selling them on campus. I opened a box full of records and lifted out Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. Now I can listen to music in its purest form. She didn't look impressed, surprising for someone who thought my 1967 Mustang, which she'd named the Avashkinator, was some sort of holy shrine. I'm pretty sure digital music is as pure as it gets. That was a waste of money, Adrian.